I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic, the 2011 legislature. My co-host, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Ray, today we're going to be talking to Assemblywoman Debbie Smith about the 2011 budget, the education gap, and what happened to the Vision Stakeholders Group.
And on today's Power Pundit Panel, we have Howard Rosenberg, Larry Mathias, and Mendy Elliott. So that's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers today. Our guest is Assemblywoman Debbie Smith of Sparks. Welcome to you, Debbie.
Good morning.
Paul, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, Assemblywoman, we're looking at the 2011 session as one of the, well, it's probably going to be one of the most challenging we've had in the state in at least a generation. What do you think the big issues are going to be?
Well, we'll obviously have big budget issues. We're looking at an almost 50% budget shortfall. That in itself is huge. We have redistricting coming up, and for Northern Nevada in particular, you couldn't have a bigger issue than discussing redistricting. So those two things alone, we'll have education reform, we'll have health care issues to talk about. There's a lot of policy.
It's so challenging, and we're going to have so many new people. Do you think the legislators we have coming in, do you think they're going to be up to the challenge to, you know, confronting all these challenges in a way where we will be able to get out on time?
We've been working really hard, I can tell you that much. I've not seen anything quite like it, what we're doing to develop new programs for training and mentoring, because in the assembly, half the house will be new, and that's a big challenge for us. But we've been working really hard with our staff to put together programs that will accommodate that. Every session has its own look, its own characteristics, and this one will be one that we haven't seen before.
Debbie, you know, you're slated to become the chairwoman of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee, which is a very powerful post, but can you go one step further than that? Is there a possibility that you could become the Speaker of the Assembly during this term, this session?
I think we are clearly going to have John Aseguera as our Speaker. And first, let me say, my first job is to get reelected. I get a little bit nervous about talking about assignments for the next session. I am working toward that Ways and Means position, and I'm excited about that. But I always leave all my options open, and I do think that term limits have given us some unique opportunities, especially for Northern representatives.
Well, in the Ways and Means Committee, I mean, can you tell our viewers who may not be insiders in Carson City what that means?
Absolutely. Ways and Means is the budget committee. We hear the budget and we pass the budget, and it's going to be an extraordinary job this session. It's hard every session, but this session in particular.
In one of the things people have been talking about lately, Sheila Leslie, Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie, was in an article about it just last week, talking about the Millennium Scholarships and whether they're going to be able to survive. And of course, a lot of people are talking about this, you know, confronted with 50% budget cuts, and then of course the untimely death of Governor Gwynn, whether this is a program we can save or not. Do you think we'll be able to have the means to save the Millennium Scholarships?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think it's one of the finest things we've done in the education realm in the legislature, at least in my tenure. I'm very hopeful that we will be able to keep that program alive. It helps a lot of families, a lot of students go to college in this state, and it helps keep those students in this state. That program is like many that we've had to cut, that we've had to take another look at, and we'll be doing that across the board in a very big way for the next session.
Looking at government today and kind of seeing where we're at, what do you think the biggest change, what is it going to look like after we have to take a 50% decrease, or, you know, whatever the number is, because I don't know that anybody really feels we're going to be able to get out of this session without making major cuts and without increasing taxes. So what do you think the government is going to look like in a year from now compared to today?
Well, first of all, I hope that we have implemented more planning and that we're better prepared to move forward for the future with looking at some rainy day funds and some things like that that we can better prepare down the road. I think we will definitely be leaner, at least in the short term, and I think you're absolutely right. This is going to take pretty heroic efforts and a combination of actions to get this budget solved. But we're looking at several budgets right now, sort of from the bottom up, because we don't have time during session to look at everything as deep as we want to. And I think there are areas we can consolidate and streamline and make sure that we are saving every dollar we can and maybe moving it to another area that needs the funding more. So I think what we do at the state level will look somewhat different.
What about getting back to the Millennium mm-hmm. Scholarship, to vote to cut that, would that be almost political suicide for some people?
Well, I think it would be very difficult, and certainly right now, I think Governor Gwynn's death reminded us of that legacy and truly how important that program is. I was certainly glad that the day before his passing that we provided the funding for that to make sure that the students were given that funding for this coming school year. And, you know, I just think it's a good reminder to us about, you know, what our priorities are.
Let's talk about planning for a second, because you did say that we need to be better at planning where we're going to go. We had the Vision Stakeholders Group, and we may not have enough time in this segment mm-hmm. to answer the question. We had the Vision Stakeholders Group, which was looking at a 5, a 10, a 20-year plan for right. the state, and that was coupled with a tax study that Moody's was putting together, and that has since blown up. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get a tax study from Moody's. It's just, you know, we've kind of said, okay, here's where we want to be, but we don't know how to pay for it. And I guess we're going to have to wait until the next segment to answer that question.
We'll be right back after these few words with more of Debbie Smith and the questions that Paul answered right after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Release. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Paul Enos and I are interviewing Assemblywoman Debbie Smith. Paul, you want to finish up with your...
Sure. Vision Stakeholders Group, I asked at the end of the last segment, kind of blew up. What do you think the ramifications of that are going to be in the 2011 legislative
session? I think it's going to make it difficult because certainly that was an idea that was worked out on a bipartisan basis. Senator Raggio and Senator Horsford worked on that together. But, you know, we just move forward. That's all we can do is that committee is going to have to continue its work and come up with their recommendations without Moody's.
So they're going to have to come up with a tax study on their own, kind of what they think the best way to pay for all the things they want to implement on.
Well, I guess that's up to the committee. I don't serve on that committee, but you know, it's their job to figure out what steps we take next.
Debbie, I was surprised by your answer when I asked you about being the Assembly Speaker, because when we spoke Saturday, you seemed to leave the door open that there was a chance that you would indeed become Assembly Speaker.
No, I think what I was alluding to, Ray, is down the line that I think I always leave the door open and that I think leadership possibilities are something that, you know, we'll keep looking at for the future session. I think this session is, I'm a strong supporter of John Asagera, and, you know, he will be the next speaker.
But you only have two more sessions, don't you?
I do.
Okay, now, you know, I was looking at the bill draft request list and all. I see that you have a bill on star bonds. Now, if people aren't familiar with star bonds, they're a way that you can finance major projects that have at least 51% tourist tourism base to it. Of course, in that way, 75% of the sales tax goes back to pay off the original bond to build the complex. It's been used at Cabela's and it's been used at the Legends at Sparks Marina Complex. What is your bill draft request about in about star bonds?
What I've been trying to do, Ray, is bring some accountability and transparency forward. One of the things that we know is that we often pass legislation and then we need to go back and revisit, maybe clarify and strengthen, and we have not done that. I tried last session and we didn't quite make it, so we're going to try it again. I want to know if it works, and we don't have a way of knowing if this is working because there's no reporting. So I'd like to clarify some of the provisions of the development of the star bonds process, and then I want some accountability. I want some reporting to know if this kind of funding works.
Well, and aren't there some issues too where somebody can come with a project and say, hey, we are going to have 51% of this project is going to be supported by tourists, or tourists are going to do the shopping mm-hmm. here. And we go ahead, we approve the Starbucks, and then down the road they say, oh, okay, we're going to add a Safeway to it, or we're going to put a Target there, that really aren't the kind of things that drive tourists. We don't have an evaluation process, a reevaluation process, if somebody decides to change the mix of projects are going to be there.
We don't have any type of reporting or accountability, and I think that's what we're trying to get to, and hopefully we'll be successful this session.
You know, one of the other bill drafts you have is would prohibit texting while driving. Kind of like a no-brainer that mm-hmm. shouldn't be doing that. Do we need a state law for that?
Oh, I think we absolutely do. And I was just watching a program this morning and some reporting from AAA about some new studies that they have done and new information that they have. You know, for one thing, with parents and kids, it strengthens the parents' position if they can say this is the law. And I think for everyone, for adults as well, it's always a good reminder if it's in the law that we shouldn't be doing it, because we know it's happening all the time and it's dangerous.
Well, what about just talking on cell phones while driving, a law against that like they have in California?
Well, I think one of the things we know about Nevada is sometimes we have to take things a little bit slowly and we take a bite of the apple at a time. And so I think if we can get the texting provision in the coming session, that's something we can talk about in a future session. But I'm willing to take what I think we can get immediately.
Have we had any, do you have any data on deaths that have occurred in Nevada from people who were texting while driving?
I haven't looked at specific Nevada data. I know that nationally there is some very good data about texting and driving, and you know, it's been focused on teenage drivers, but I think we know it's happening across the board.
Okay.
Assemblywoman, let's get back to education for a second. In 2007, you sponsored a pay for performance bill that was eliminated in the first round of budget cuts right. after that session. Do you think there's an opportunity to look at something like that again in the 2011 session?
I think there absolutely is, and that was part of the Race to the Top application, and I think we'll be bringing some of those provisions forward. That was a pretty hard-fought bill in 2007, and we did have some funding for some pilot programs that we lost in the first round of budget cuts. So I think the groundwork has been laid, and I think we have a great opportunity to do that next year.
Okay, Debbie, let's cut it off right there. We got to stop right there. We'll be right back with our pundit panel after these few words. Stay tuned for more of Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Burden, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Applying for Social Security disability, then reapplying, really. How long does it take? Forever. Unfortunately, sometimes that's exactly how it feels. At David Allen Associates, we understand every day that goes by feels like forever. We understand that because we don't get paid until your application is approved. Rest assured, we will do everything to get your approval as soon as possible. I'm David Allen.
Put your hands together. Presenting Shouting Down the Aisles. 30 songs on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel CDs. Satisfaction guaranteed. And start shouting down the aisles with two CDs for just $14.99.
Call
1-800-764-5577 to order Shout and Down the Aisles on two CDs for $14.99 plus shipping and handling when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or online at timelife.com/shout.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome to our pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Larry Mathias. He's the Executive Director, Nevada State Medical Association. We have Mindy Elliott, Senior Vice President of Data Clone Labs. Last but not least, Howard Rosenberg, Professor of Art at the University of Nevada. Welcome to y'all. Larry, let me start with you. Over the weekend, I had an interview with Rory Reed, and he's calling out Brian Sandoval to have a debate. And in these two major races in Nevada, both the U.S. Senate with Engel and Harry Reid and Rory Reid and Sandoval with governor, there's been no debate scheduled. And how are people going to know what these candidates are about when many of them are running campaigns like they're running?
Well, it is the summertime, and I think at this point, everybody who cares knows what they're going to do, and the rest are waiting for Labor Day and afterwards to begin to think about it. I think if we still haven't had a debate and we're into the middle of September, then I'd say that that somebody's running away from it. So I think that there is plenty of time because of the early primary to for the various parties to begin to sort out exactly what it is that they're going to do in this time. Right now, they're spending most of their time trying to softening up the opponent.
Well, Mindy, is it maybe too early to be debating? I mean, we have such a long campaign season with the early primary all the way to November 2nd.
No, I don't think it's too early. It might be too early to be debating, but I don't think it's too early to set the debates. I think so that people understand and can anticipate exactly, where they're going to be, when they're going to be. My understanding is that there have been, the Sandoval camp has tried to reach out to the Reid campaign to say, let's set some dates, but that's my understanding. That's just from what I understand. But so far, there's been nothing set. And frankly, probably the Reid campaign likes the fact that there's nothing set. I don't know. But we do need to get some debates set. I think there should be three debates. That's normally what they have, one north, one south, and one out in the east. And I don't see why it should be any different this campaign cycle.
Well, that's what Titus and Gibbons had back in 06. Howard, also what people seem to be not talking about when you're running for governor, both Sandoval and Reid, is the $3 billion deficit. Now, wouldn't it be political suicide to talk about this stuff right now? Because either you're going to have to cut or tax. And the last person to talk about taxes that I can remember was Walter Mondale, and who remembers him?
Let me go at it this way. I don't understand this reaching out business. I never have. Why doesn't Rory call Mr. Sandoval and say, I'd like to talk? And then let's get people on programs like this to talk. Where's the problem here? There doesn't have to be anybody in between. All you have to do is pose a question. Each one of them answers, and then they start arguing with one another. That's what you need to find out what people really and truly think. The budget is going to be a bloody disaster. We all know that. There's no money. Okay, fine. I have already done what I can do at the university, and I know I have to do more. So I'm planning what I can do when the word comes that we need to make cuts.
Now, when you say that, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean
what does that mean is that if President Glick calls tomorrow and says to my dean, you need to have a cut in your college of 12%, that means each one of the departments will have to come up with a 12% cut in order for it to be fair. Then we begin to move around a little bit. Some will be cut more than others, and that's fine. I've already got my plans done, all the way up to 20% if I have to. It will cripple the department, but if that's what has to be done, that's what has to be done. I'm not going to wait until Election Day or the legislature coming back. There's no money. How smart do you have to be to figure that one out?
You know, Larry, that's absolutely right. There isn't a lot of money, and we are talking about what kind of revenue we need to look at. We talked a little bit about the Vision Stakeholders Group, which, just seems like an
no
awful
vision,
mess.
No vision, too many stakeholders.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. What do you think the options are going to be in 2011?
Bad or worse.
strategy?
I don't think that there is an answer. And anybody who's looking for an answer or a candidate with an answer is going to be sadly disappointed. They're going to be led down the primrose path of somebody who promised, I'm not going to raise taxes.
Well, I think there's answers, they're just not easy.
I'm not going to let that program fail. And the truth is, the campaign cycle is a terrible time to talk about the governing, because everything that is the difficult decisions that you want someone who is elected to make decisions about are the things that will ruin a campaign. That they have to be willing to speak to their base, to speak to their supporters honestly. And what we generally call that kind of campaign is a losing campaign.
Exactly.
So the best thing to do is to try to frame things in such a way that you haven't blocked yourself in too much. But that may not satisfy a base that's pretty dissatisfied this year.
Now, Mindy, 2003, you were there during that legislative session.
Yes.
I think this is going to be 2003, not even on steroids, on PCP.
I totally agree with you, Paul. One of the opportunities, though, here, and hopefully we have learned, that it's going to take leadership, bipartisan leadership, to come together to try to solve this solution. And not only just government, but the private sector. It's going to take the hospitals. It's going to take the banks. It's going to take NV Energy. It's going to take everybody working together to come up with multiple solutions. Because Larry couldn't have said it any better. There is not an answer to this. There's no silver bullet. As we discovered in 03, there is no silver bullet to fix this. It's going to be a hodgepodge of different cuts, revenue sources. It's going to be an interesting discussion.
Okay, we got to cut it right there. We'll be right back after these few messages to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
Never.
On the next Face-to-Face, Metro says they encounter prostitution at 1 in 4 late-night raids on massage parlors. John Ralston will speak with an attorney who claims that 24-hour massage parlors are being unfairly singled out next on Face-to-Face.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? You do have another choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. Call now for your free informational DVD to learn more. K-12 is a fully accredited program parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. And books and supplies are included.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Over 95% of our parents agree their children have benefited from K-12. So call now or go online for your free DVD.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
Thanks for watching. On tomorrow's show, Paul, who do we have?
Tomorrow, Ray, we're going to be talking about one of your favorite topics with Jerry Sepos. He is the dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism. He is going to be talking about the state of the Fourth Estate.
That's all coming up tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.